Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss the Kalim Parachal Chaz Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is bringing the numbers Chaz Bas Rachol Shishi Bezecher Vayin Yerzivik Hagon Bik Arav Mamesh. And Mishnah Beis tells us Pachas Mishloish Al Shloisha. We have a cloth that's less than 3x3 tefachim. Sheskinu by Lafikas Amarechatz that he fixed it up. He decided that he's going to use it to plug up the bathhouse. There were holes maybe in the ceiling of the bathhouse and it was letting the steam out, and that's making it a little bit too cool. Everyone likes it to be a nice schwitz in there. As they were going to use it to plug up these holes or Lenar Baisak Deira to pour out the pot, meaning he's going to basically be using this as an oven mitt or just to hold onto a hot pot so he doesn't burn himself, or lekanech b'asar chayim to wipe off the millstone from the extra flour and flour dust that's there. Bein muchan, bein she'inoy muchan. Where this baga, this cloth, was prepared or wasn't prepared. If it was prepared, that means he hung it on a hook in the house, so he meant to use it like this. Or it's not muchan, it just threw it behind the door. Maybe just a place to stick all of his shmatas. It does make difference. Tomei, it's still makabel tuma. That's because all of these different uses that we just mentioned are considered chashuv to some extent. Therefore, they give chashivas to this baged, so it's able to makabel tuma. The Reb Lezer, that's Reb Lezer's opinion. Reb Shua says the exact opposite. Was muchan or not muchan? The focus is on the muchan over here. Even if he was making it, he hung it on a hook and showed that he wants to use it, it doesn't make a difference. It's not makabel toma. That's because these things that we mentioned, according to Reb Shua, are not considered chashuv. Therefore, it's not makabel toma. Reb Kiva says it depends. Mina muchan tame, she'inu mina muchan tahar. If it's muchan, if it's hung on a hook properly, so he shows chashivas to it, so then it is makabel toma. But if it's not mina muchan, it was thrown behind the door, so then it's tahar. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, continue to discuss this cloth, that perhaps if it's used for a particular usage, it becomes not chashuv and it loses its status of a baged. So the first one is ha'isa ispilonis, if a person makes a bandage. Now it's not just a plain dry bandage, they would put something on it, such as oil or fat or butter or something, to help soothe the wound or the cut. So if a person makes this ispilonis, this bandage, bain be-baged, bain ba'ar, whether he makes it out of baged, which is cloth or leather, tahira, it's now not makabel tum anymore, because whatever he used, this oil, butter, wax, fat, whatever it is, that ruins the cloth or leather, and therefore it's not going to be makabel toma. But now we're going to have a difference. Malugma, if you use a malugma, which is a bandage that has a particular cream that's either made out of flour or dates or something like that, so it's not something oily like butter or oil or wax, it's a different consistency, different type of cream, so then it depends. Bibbeged, if it's placed on a cloth, tahira, it's not makabel toma because that ruins the cloth, but if leather is used for the bandage, tamea, then it still is makabel toma because these things don't ruin the leather. And Rishon Gamliel, he says, af bebeged tamea, even if cloth is used, it's still makabel toma, b'nei shin and ares, because it could be shaken off. If you have some sort of paste made out of flour, and that's being used as the cream, so it could be shaken off the cloth, no problem, it doesn't ruin it, therefore, it still is makabel toma. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, Mishnah Dalon, here with more discussions like this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.